broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Yes, indeed, we are live for Thanksgiving Day. This is the broadcast for November the 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. From our Liberty Roundtable family to yours, we want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. God bless and God save our constitutional republic. We skip with our normal recaps and everything else for this special day, and we welcome two guests to the radio. Greg Phillips, well-known with True the Vote and beyond, as an incredible researcher. Welcome to the broadcast. You're glad to be free, huh, Greg?
Oh, my gosh. I tell you what, jail is not for the faint of heart. And if ever there was a time, ever there was a day to be thankful for me, today's it. Catherine and I are grateful to everyone that stepped up to help us. One of the United States Marshals came in to see us. President Trump called and did a few wellness checks and really kind of turned the tide for what could have been a difficult situation. Praise God. Yesterday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans absolutely slapped down the conic lawyers, the judge for having unlawfully detained us. It's just a great day. I wake up this morning just completely thankful. You know, there's an author from back in the late 1800s in the United States. He went by the name of O. Henry. O. Henry he kind of had an interesting past himself. He was from North Carolina and moved to Austin, Texas, where he ended up getting in trouble for embezzling from First National Bank in Austin. His actual name was William Sidney Porter. But he had a way with words that was quite extraordinary. And there's one thing that I always think about. My mama used to always talk to us about this when I was little. And he said it this way: there's but one day that is ours. Thanksgiving Day is the one day that is purely American. And that's something that has always stuck with me. My mom used to tell us that over and over and over again. You know, we knew Thanksgiving Day was an American day. A lot of countries have Independence Day. A lot of countries, you know, celebrate all manner of things. But Thanksgiving Day, where we take the time to thank the Lord for having blessed us, for all that has been shared with us, and everything that this republic is, and I'm so grateful for it.
Kate Daly, dear friend and fellow talk show host on Loving Liberty Radio Networks, is with us as well. Hi, Kate. Happy Thanksgiving. Say hi to Greg.
You too. Hi, Greg. How are you? I can't believe what they did to you.
God. It's really quite insane. Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving to you too, Kate.
You too. What a great day this is. And you know, let me tell you, I was just on C-SPAN live, and I don't know why they let me on C-SPAN. I did it on 4th of July too. So I guess they wanted more of what I gave them last time. Yes, I called Romney a turd sandwich on C-SPAN, but
yeah,
I was talking about.
Yeah.
No, it was funny. It was really funny. And I'm pretty sarcastic, but I talked about the election fraud over and over and over and over again in my spot. And I just, you know, it's funny because I feel like faces are melting. Producers' faces are melting, you know, as I'm speaking. But I mean, if we keep just saying it, if we keep reminding people and talking about it, we must, because our country, if we don't have an election process that's real, we're screwed. We're completely screwed. So when I got on there today, I was like, okay, you want more of me? I will give you exactly what I think. And I basically said, you know, if you're going to sit around the table, you've got leftists as relatives and you've got the rhinos as relatives. Just put the leftists in charge of stuffing the turkey in the wee hours of the morning. They're really good at doing it pretty stealthily. And then and then you could put the rhinos in charge of putting the turkeys into the deep fryer, like bombs to Baghdad, you know? And I said, so, you know, have some fun with it a little bit. And we need to have real conversations, because politics is life and life is politics because of what we're doing to our country right now. So that was basically what I talked about. And I have so much respect for Greg, and I had his colleague on the air. I haven't had Greg on the air, and I really need to have you on the air, Greg. And let me just tell you, you need to go on Alex Jones with me too, because I host every Wednesday there. But we really just need to keep pumping and need to remind people about the fact that when I was on C-SPAN this morning, I said, our country's in the dumper. I don't think we voted for more dumper. Like, I don't think we went, yes, please give us more of this. So we know it's fraudulent. And,
now, Greg, with
and
Catherine,
that was basically what I talked about.
With Catherine, they literally put her in isolation. They literally put a glass, whatever, or plexiglass wall up or whatever, so they could watch her use the restroom, watch her take a shower. Greg, this is out of control.
This is sick.
As we talk about Thanksgiving.
Evil. It's evil.
You know, it really is. For me, I think I first realized, you know, this is something, you know, horribly not right here. They took us back, and there's a sort of a jail run by the U.S. Marshals behind and under the court in Houston. And so when they take you out, when the marshals take you out, they first didn't know what to do with us because we were civil commits. It was about a temporary restraining order that they, you know, the appeals court ended up striking down yesterday completely and just said it doesn't matter. So we went to jail for a document that doesn't even exist now. So we went back there and they finally figured out how to book us by the way, the U.S. Marshals were absolute professionals. These guys treated us with dignity, treated us with respect. They were kind, if you will, but still professional. And we're very thankful for them. We're thankful for the warden. But I personally first realized, you know, this is seriously wrong when they literally strip searched us, or me, not Catherine, but me. And then they bound us, you know, at the ankles with chains and at the wrists with chains around our waist. And, you know, we were shuffling around and you think about that. And, you think about just how quick this can go, you know, whether it's a rogue judge or demon lawyer or demon plaintiff's lawyers or these kinds of things. The fact of the matter is everything that we've said is true, and they were doing everything they could do to stop us in advance of that election. So for they stopped us.
As Catherine said, Greg, this has done nothing but made us a gazillion times more determined to turn up the heat. And that's what we're going to do.
Yep.
We're grateful you're free for Thanksgiving. We're grateful you can be with your loved ones and everything else. Last thing before we let you go, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food, sir?
Oh my gosh. Listen, I'm like this old school guy. So I grew up in rural Alabama. And so for me, it's like legit stuff. For us, it was, you know, the turkey. Of course, everything was fried back, but even back then, everything was fried. So you'd go to the Thanksgiving table and you look around, it's like fried okra and fried turkey and fried everything.
I love it.
And sweet tea so thick with sugar that it resembled more like syrup than it did tea. But man, I'm an old school guy.
Yeah, your spoon can stand up all by itself, can't it?
Oh, that's great.
Greg, we want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. We want to just tell you right now and tell the whole world at the same time that we are going to ratchet it up 1,000-fold to get the truth, because the truth shall make us free. Happy Thanksgiving, Greg.
Thank you, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving, Greg.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
All right, there he goes. Greg Phillips, ladies and gentlemen, doing a phenomenal job. Kate Daly, what do you want to say for Thanksgiving? What's your favorite food?
Oh, gosh, I love it all. You know what I love the most is the leftover rolls. I teach people how to make rolls. I love baking, and I love rolls. So rolls with turkey stuffing and cranberry sauce the next day. That's my favorite, actually. But I love coconut cream pie, all the pies. And I know that's not like the traditional pumpkin, but I guess I'm not very traditional. Who knows? But I just love it all. And I love being with family. And I think this is so important that we gather. And, you know, they had an article down here and it was so asinine and ridiculous. And it said, yeah, you're gathering for Thanksgiving, but it's a gathering of germs. And so Uncle Milty goes, you know, what do we feed the germs?
So bogus.
So I look at it this way. They don't want you to gather. They don't want you to be around family. And they don't want you to talk about election fraud and the truth. And they don't want you to talk about God because, you know, you got to be loving and tolerant, but you're not allowed to love God and country. So you know what? I love God and country. And today on C-SPAN. I said we need to get back to the Constitution because both parties are going to run our country into the ground, and I don't trust anyone that they propose. And so I don't think the host quite knew what to say to that. So you know what? We just have to keep saying the truth, whether it's uncomfortable, awkward, or not. Just keep saying it. Have fun with your family. And it's okay to talk about God and your family and the love for this country, you know?
Yes, discuss religion. Yes, discuss politics. Yes, be kind and loving and express gratitude. Do all the things that reject this idea of social distancing.
Yes. Sam, what's your favorite food for Thanksgiving?
Believe it or not, mashed potatoes, man, with gravy.
Me too. I love mashed potatoes.
It's like one of my favorite things. And my second and equal is ham.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh.
You gotta
with a Dr. Pepper marinade, and it was amazing.
So we have ham and turkey every year. I got a honey-baked ham and my potatoes, and I'm ready to go.
I love it. You're doing so
awesome. We love you,
awesome.
Kate. We know you got to fly, too. We just wanted everybody to have a chance. I know everybody's not live today because it's just in the middle of Thanksgiving dinner, but since I'm early enough in the on the radio in the morning, we always do a Thanksgiving Day broadcast
because
we want to thank our radio family. You know, there's a lot of people that are alone, and we get a chance to tell them we love them. Thanks, Kate.
You're awesome. Love you, Sam.
Bye. There she goes, Kate Daly, Greg Phillips. Guess who's coming up next? The good sheriff. Sheriff Richard Mack will be with us in mere seconds. You are listening to live Happy Thanksgiving Radio.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. First segment, incredible guests, by the way. Greg Phillips, Kate Daly. Now we have on Richard Mack. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, sir.
Wow, Sam, that's quite a list you got there. I'm proud to be a part of that. Thank you.
Greg got on the radio. Thank you, sir. Greg got on the radio and said, hey, man, I'm just grateful to be out of prison.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I was actually going to mention Catherine and Greg for the courage that they have shown, the stand that they have taken, the information that they have disseminated, the trust they had once in the FBI to actually investigate election fraud that they have come up with. And you and I had a very special meeting on July 13th with Catherine and Greg, and they told us that this was all going to happen. They warned us about Connick. They warned us about China. They warned us about Professor Yu. And sure enough,
they end up going to jail for that. Totally, absolutely amazing. Contrary to anything any judge has the authority to do, especially at this early stage in the case, which I've said before. I just take my hat off. I honor what Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips have done, and it's an honor to be associated with them. I'm just amazed by their courage and what they've done for America.
I want to bring up something very interesting to you, Sheriff. You had mentioned that, hey, you know what, them asking them to, or forcing them to release their source this early in the game is insane. Well, believe it or not, the WorldNet Daily Group just wrote an article about the very point you make. And the subject is called Seriously Good News for 2,000 Mules Investigators. And it basically goes into how the judges that are overruling the original ruling, in other words, the original ruling threw him in jail, but the subsequent rulings as it gets appealed and goes on and on and on. And anyway, the whole point is they're making the exact point, these greater judges, what you made, which is, you know what, this is insane for them to ask for this quickly, and it's being overturned, and that's why WorldNet Daily has Seriously Good News for 2,000 Mules Investigators. Incredible, because it's the identical point. I just emailed you that article so you can see it, but it's the exact point you've been making on the radio, Sheriff, to a T.
Well, yeah, and that's not a rocket science conclusion to come up with, especially if you've been in court a few times. And, of course, you know I've been in court hundreds of times. The judge is way overplaying his hand. He's showing an obvious prejudice. He's misusing his authority. He doesn't have any involvement in this. He has no skin in the game yet. It's just a file. It's a charge that has been filed. It's a motion. He should have just simply said, yeah, we'll take care of that when the time comes. But I'm not throwing
Amen.
Somebody in prison, you know.
That is the quintessential point, and that's why the greater judges are saying, look, you've got an agenda here that just doesn't square with proper procedure
exactly.
in the court of law. So we are absolutely yeah. grateful that Catherine and Greg are literally free on Thanksgiving. What a blessing that is. Cameron, I just emailed you another guest who's going to come on with you, Sheriff Richard Mack, because I want you to say hi to him too. But his name is Scott Shara. And Scott is the father of a daughter named Grace that the government and the hospitals, with their latest protocols, literally killed. She has Down syndrome. She's now dead, and they killed her because she has Down syndrome. OurAmazingGrace.net is his website. Well, I interviewed him at Red Pill, and we talked about God is love. We talked about where was God when they were killing his daughter. And he's forgiven them, and he says, God has been with me the whole time, but this is a story that I must tell. He even talks about the Holocaust connection in relation to this. He talks about his new podcast, The Urgent Need for Programming. He talks about genocide then and now. And so I asked, how can we help? But the bottom line of this whole thing is they literally killed his daughter because she has Down syndrome, and this is happening all over the country and has been happening for a long time. And I want you to respond to this because I think it relates directly to Thanksgiving. This is happening. Even when I was born in 1967, Sheriff, I don't know if you know, but they thought at first that I was deaf, dumb, blind, and retarded. Some say that's still
yes.
true.
Yes.
You and I have talked
about that.
What happened on that, though, is they wanted to put me in a mental institution, and my parents refused. So I think about the way they treated me. I think the way they treated Grace. And in my opinion, Scott Shara is now an American hero, Sheriff Mack.
Well, how, you know, my question is, how exactly did they do that, and why did they even have her in the hospital? Or is that where it happened?
All right, Scott Shara, welcome. You got Sam Bushman and Sheriff Richard Mack on the radio with you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, sir.
Well, same to you. Good to hear from you, Sam.
All right, let's talk a little bit about, Richard just asked, how did this happen to your daughter? How did she get in the hospital really quick? Let's kind of give him a 30-second.
She got into the hospital because she had low oxygen saturation, and unfortunately, we thought that was an emergency because we had believed the programming that was sold as part of the COVID protocol. So that's how she got there.
So how long ago did that happen, Scott? And this is Sheriff Mack. And by the way, it's a pleasure to meet you.
I actually met you at Red Pill. So it's good to hear you again, but you wouldn't remember. There's a lot of people there. But that was October 6th of 2021.
Okay.
And, you know, what happened is if they would have only done what they said they were going to do, so the emergency room physician recommended checking Grace into the hospital. Grace was fine. She just, you know, she had a cold and her oxygen was 88-89%. They said, let's check her into the hospital for 3-4 days, put her on oxygen and a steroid, and she'll be fine. And if they would have only done that, Grace would be alive today. And I know that with 100% certainty because I went into a different hospital 3 days after Grace died in substantially worse condition, and they turned me around in 24 hours.
So she didn't really have any physical problems. She was Down syndrome, but she didn't have any other physical syndromes that, or problems that would have necessitated her being in the hospital any more than you or me or anybody else. Is that correct?
That's 100% correct. What I learned in study, and I'm very analytical, and so Dr. Chetty was one of the doctors I studied after I went into the hospital, and he's from South Africa. He had, at the time I studied his research, he had over 8,000 patients, and he found out that with the Delta variant, if you have a genetic disposition to clot and produce inflammation, that will yield low oxygen saturation. And I have both of those conditions, so it's logical that Grace inherited those from me. My wife had COVID at the same time. Her symptoms were substantially less, or not less, substantially more. But regardless of that, she had oxygen in the mid-90s the entire time.
Well, so what did they do to Grace that actually was the clincher to cause her death?
Well, they did three things. And the three things, you know, the first thing is maybe the most significant. The medical malpractice nurse who reviewed the case said that they basically, she called it chemically restraining. They chemically restrained Grace to set up her death. And they used a sedation med called Presidex. So Presidex is not a drug that you should ever be put on unless you have, you know, severe anxiety, you need to be calmed down. Grace didn't have that whatsoever. The purpose of Presidex in a COVID hospital setting is to set up a ventilator. You have to be sedated for a ventilator. And that is their goal, is to get every patient on a ventilator because of the $300,000 payday. So they had Grace on this sedation med for 4 full days before her last day. And the package insert for that drug says to not use for more than 24 hours, or it causes, doesn't say may cause, it causes acute respiratory failure, which acute respiratory failure was the first cause of death listed on Grace's death certificate. The next two things that they did are even more egregious, but that first one set the stage. They combined Presidex with lorazepam and morphine in 29 minutes. And that's what you do when you're ending the life of somebody in under hospice care. So none of us could have survived that cocktail. For that to happen, the doctor had to order the meds. The hospital pharmacist had to sign off on the order. The alarm system had to be overridden because
the
meds are contraindicated.
Stay there. A little bit more on this, and then we want to get Scott and Sheriff Mack's comments for Thanksgiving. And what is their favorite food? We'll do it in seconds on your radio. Stay there, Scott. Stay there, Sheriff.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy won his re-election, becoming the first governor in the state since 1998 to win back-to-back terms. The governor received over 50% of the vote after final tallies were released Wednesday. According to NASA, the month of November brought a new round of explosions, volcanic tremors, gas, and ash emissions to the Cengue volcano in Ecuador. The Ecuadorian Geophysical Institute reports that ash and gas plumes from Cengue were observed daily from November 1st to the 8th and were sent over a mile into the air. Ash has covered 7 square miles of crops, affecting thousands of farmers and ranchers in the region. Russia continues to terrorize Ukrainians, killing civilians with their missiles fired into the country they invaded a year ago come February. Compounding the hardship of winter for millions, Russia has been firing missiles from afar on Ukraine's energy grid Wednesday, denying cities of power, water, and public transportation. President Zelensky instructed Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations to request an urgent Security Council meeting. For obvious reasons, cooking fires on Thanksgiving happens more often than any other day of the year. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau explains.
Fire officials want to remind you that Thanksgiving is the biggest day of the year for cooking fires. That's why they're offering tips to help keep families safe this week. Officials say keep your eyes on your cooking equipment and keep young kids out of the kitchen. Turkey fryers should be placed on a level surface and at least 10 to 15 feet away from any structures. Fire officials also suggest making sure you know where your fire extinguisher is before Thanksgiving. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
We are indeed live for Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. A big shout out to the greatest country on the face of the earth. We're talking to Sheriff Richard Mack and Scott Shara, and we're talking about our Amazing Grace, his daughter, ouramazinggrace.net for more of the story. But Scott was right in the middle of saying they literally concocted, Sheriff Mack, a trifecta of drugs, literally for the kill. Scott, you were saying that right before the pause.
Exactly. And, you know, that's what got me to the point where I realized Grace was murdered. And in order to complete the job, they put an illegal do not resuscitate order on her. And, you know, it's
what?
It's sick. Yes. And it's sick beyond belief. That's why I keep telling the story every opportunity I can get, because it isn't, this is happening all over. Grace's case is not an anomaly. Grace's case has gone international. I'm working on 2 stories people sent me just this last week to edit them and put them on Grace's website. This is happening all over the world.
And are you taking legal action against our hospital?
We are. I'm not putting any faith in legal action, of course, because, you know, the whole system is corrupt. But we're doing it in the hopes that the attorney legal team that we have wants to make this a national test.
Well, hopefully you'll get a jury that isn't, but I wouldn't be surprised if they made you an offer to avoid a jury, but I'm glad you're doing it. If I can help in any way, just let me know.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Scott, what do you want to say for Thanksgiving? What do you just want to tell everybody? If you had one thought, what would it be? Number one, and number two, what is your favorite Thanksgiving food, sir?
That's fantastic. So the, you know, Grace, our daughter's name was Grace, named after God's grace. And that's what I'm most thankful for is God did everything for my salvation. I don't have to do anything to earn that. And so that's what I'm most thankful for.
And how old was she?
Grace was 19 when she died.
Okay.
My most favorite. Yeah. Thank you for that. My most favorite food, I would say, is my wife's cranberry relish. She just does a fantastic job making that. And I don't know that there's a food I don't like, but that's my favorite.
God bless you, Scott. Shara, our prayers are with you and your family. Would like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and would like to use this quote before we let you fly for you to share with your loved ones and family. You ready for it?
You bet.
This Thanksgiving, may we remember that the greatest things in life are not things, but rather the people and the moments you share with them. Happy Thanksgiving, Scott.
All right, thanks. Same to you.
There he goes. There he goes, Scott Shara. Sheriff Mack, what do you say to that? The most important things in life are not things. They're people and the moments we share with them, sir.
Yeah, absolutely, Sam. I've gotten a tear in my eye recently, just within the last few days of two of my children getting together for Thanksgiving. And it used to be that there were times they didn't really get along at all. And now they're spending Thanksgiving together. I think that's a indication of the, 'tis the season. It's an indication of the season. It's a great holiday. Thanksgiving is a time for families to come together, be thankful for each other. You're absolutely correct. I'm not looking at the things I have today at all. I'm looking at my family. I'm spending it with my grandchildren. And I'm so grateful for them. I look at them and how they reach out to life. And I love it that they're here. I love it that they're healthy and they're happy. And that's what I'm grateful for. Happy grandchildren, happy children, healthy, and people who love the Lord.
Amen to that. What's your favorite food for Thanksgiving, sir?
Sam, yeah, I know a lot of people say this, but I cannot deviate from it. I'd really like to try some of that cranberry relish sometime. That sounded great. But I will tell you, it's a staple of Thanksgiving Day. It's not the turkey. I've had some great turkeys, especially the ones that are fried or smoked. And boy, I love that.
By the way, Greg Phillips' favorite is fried turkey.
Fried turkey. There you go. I'm not surprised about that either. But I will tell you, my favorite has been and always will be, as far as I'm concerned, mashed potatoes and turkey gravy.
Oh, you just took mine. Mine is mashed potatoes and country ham, buddy.
Boy, I love turkey gravy.
No doubt.
Especially with the little giblets in it. But I love turkey gravy, and I put it on everything. I put it on the turkey. I put it on the stuffing. I put it on the mashed potatoes and gravy. Yep.
Guess what Kate Daly's favorite is?
Oh, it's something real Kate Daly-ish, I'm sure, you know. Like,
yeah, you ready? She loves to bake. She likes the rolls.
Oh, yeah. I was just getting ready to say, I bet she does homemade bread. But, yeah, that's a good one.
All right, sir. But, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. You got a parting shot?
Yeah, Sam. There's so much to look at that's bad in the world, and I'm grateful that you had me on today so that we could pause and thank the good Lord for our blessings, because we have so many. I'm grateful for this great country that we live in, and I'm grateful for the association with you and the people at Liberty Roundtable. So, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and I know I will see you soon.
You're like-minded to so many people, Sheriff, when it comes to the courts and other leaders. Let me just tell you, I have a quote right now from Thomas S. Monson, former president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And he gave a talk called The Divine Gift of Gratitude. And that was October 2010 where he gave that. And here's what he said. It was almost word for word of what you just said. He says, this is a wonderful time to be on earth. While there is much that is wrong in the world, today there are many things that are right and good. That's exactly what you just said.
Yeah. Well,
you keep great company, Sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Well, thanks for having me, Sam. It's been a pleasure, and I'm going to have a great day today with my grandkids.
Tell everybody it's not about the greatest things are things. The greatest things are people. Thanks, Sheriff.
Amen.
See you there soon. He goes, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much to cover, so much to talk about, so much to focus on, so much to tell. I got an interesting email from my buddies over at American Family Association. They do a phenomenal job as well. And here's what they basically emailed me. They said, Sam, we are facing a giant. We need prayer, and we need a miracle. Fortunately, our God can slay a giant with nothing more than a small, smooth stone. But instead of slinging a stone, we need all of you to call and email your U.S. senators and congressmen and everybody else and ask them, him or her, to support Senator Mike Lee's efforts to amend the so-called Respect for Marriage Act. I call it the Disrespect for Marriage Act. Because we've got to really work on this, folks. Sadly, it's probably going to pass. We need to fight against its passage. But that's something serious. Folks, I am lacing religious and moral supports for the nation in this broadcast. Yes, we're celebrating Thanksgiving. Yes, we're talking about positive solutions and ideas and hope and happiness and cheerfulness and a wonderful day. But we're also talking about, friends, we're facing a giant. We're talking about this Thanksgiving. Maybe you remember there's a lot of good things. We're talking about this is a wonderful time to be on earth. We're talking about how important people are. We're talking about Amazing Grace, Scott, Shara, and crew. But the American Family Association continues a little bit here with what they have to say. And I really think it's important enough to focus on it because it's beyond just the legislation that we want to fight. It's beyond just the getting a hold of your congressman and those things. They talk about the David and Goliath story like this. We are all familiar with the story of David, how David, the shepherd boy, defeated the mighty warrior, Goliath. To defeat the giant, David did not call a meeting and draw up an elaborate plan. No, sir. He didn't scour the countryside looking for, quote, other brave sheriffs or shepherds that might join him. Instead, he trusted God and used what God provided, which frankly wasn't much. As Samuel 1:17:40 reports, David took his staff in his hand and chose for himself five smooth stones out of the brook, and he drew near to the Philistine. Hang tight, I've got more. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
I'm going to repeat this phrase because I want you to remember it and share it with your loved ones at the dinner table today. We are live for Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen, because we love you. We want to spend time with you. This Thanksgiving, may we remember the best things in life are not things, but rather people and the moments you share with them. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen, please. So, friends, we're facing a giant. We need prayer and we need a miracle. Fortunately, our God can slay a giant with nothing more than a small stone. But instead of slinging a stone, we need you to call your congressmen and senators. We need you to take your vote seriously. We need to get you involved in the greatest country on the face of the earth. It's ran off the rails, folks. But there is hope. We know you are busy this week, ladies and gentlemen, and especially for this Thanksgiving. But the enemy of liberty knows this too. He's hoping you will be too busy to say a prayer. That's right. To say a prayer. To send an email and make a phone call. But these prayers, these phone calls, these emails are the small stones that will give God the opportunity to work a miracle. Why is the American Family Association, those guys, saying this like that? Because look, folks, faith precedes the miracle. God does miracles for those who believe. He doesn't do miracles when people don't believe. It's not that he's not capable. It's that he doesn't reward his followers, right? Miracles follow the followers of Christ. Let's be very clear. Now let's finish this up and say Senator Mike Lee confirmed that if the Respect for Marriage Act passes, it will be a crushing defeat for religious freedom in America. The RMA, right, that's this act, Respect for Marriage Act, right, will very likely be used to deprive Christian adoption agencies and K-12 schools, not to mention colleges, of their nonprofit status unless they disavow their religious belief in one man, one woman marriages. This is Senator Mike Lee, folks, standing up, in my opinion, nobly, boldly, independently for what we believe in, folks. All right, I've got a soundbite. It's just called video. And the reason it's just called video is because I don't know who did this video. We found it on one of the social media services. Somebody emailed it to me and sent it to me and said, Sam, you've got to play this on the air. The problem is I don't know who to give credit to for this one. So I'm just going to throw it out there in the Thanksgiving ether. It's a guy that tells a story. It's a video, but we've turned it into audio just for you, and we think it makes sense for Thanksgiving. Here it is.
People think we're more divided as a country now than we've been in a long time. I know it can seem that way, but when I was a little kid in 1969, the Vietnam War was tearing the country apart. And they'd shot John F. Kennedy, and they'd shot Bobby Kennedy. They'd shot Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. And there was the Manson family and the Zodiac Killer, and it just felt like the whole country lost its mind. My father, who'd grown up in the Depression, well, his faith in humanity was just at a low ebb. And the two of us that June were driving from L.A. to Oakland in our old 1960 Oldsmobile, and a water pump blew out south of Bakersfield. And so this was long before cell phones, so we were about, well, we were going to have to hoof it like 9 or 10 miles into town when this young cowboy pulls up in a flatbed and offers to tow us in. And all my dad had on him for money was this old Chevron gas card, so he kept telling this young fella, you know, I can't pay you. And the young cowboy's looking at him like, yeah, I wasn't going to charge you. So he rolls us into town, and this is a Sunday, so nothing's open. So he has to go get his mechanic friend to open up his garage, and my dad says, hey, listen, I don't have any money. And the mechanic says, you know, we'll work something out. And then they all realize they don't have the actual part, so now they got to go roust out the local auto parts store owner, and they bring him down. And my father's like, okay, we need to talk about how this is all going to get settled, because he just couldn't imagine anybody being this trusting about the money. So the cowboy says, look at it and make it feel better. I got a bunch of watermelons I need to get loaded onto my flatbed, and it's pretty hot work, and if you help me out, I'll pay for the part. So next thing you know, we're all unloading watermelons from inside a rail car. That's about 140 degrees. And 90 minutes later, we are soaked in sweat. And up rolls the car, just running like a top. And my dad says, I really don't know how to thank you fellas and for this good turn. And we're turning to go, and the mechanic gets this look on his face. And says, whoa, where do you think you're going? And you could see on my father's face just all the fear and distrust come to the surface. He's stiffened like a leopard. And the mechanic says, no. My wife's going to make us all Sunday dinner, and you and the boy can get a shower and a clean shirt, and it'll make the drive easier for all of us. So we sat down for a dinner of fried chicken from the chicken right over there and corn on the cob from the corn right over there. Man, I got to tell you, we'll never have a meal that good ever again. And my dad didn't say maybe three words the whole drive, but when we got home, I got into bed. I was just about to turn off a light, and he stops in the doorway, and he says to me, no matter what you see in the movies or on TV or you read in the papers, you listen to me. That's how people really are. And about a month later, Neil Armstrong walked on the moon. So keep the faith.
Amen. Keep the faith, ladies and gentlemen. We are live for Thanksgiving for one reason, because you are our radio family. While you're getting your turkey ready or whatever you're doing, getting ready to go to somebody else's house, we want you to remember service, love. Remember that the greatest things in life are not things, they're people and the moments you get with them. James Edwards, fellow talk show host and brother in Liberty, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, and a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, sir.
Sam, it is so special to be able to tell you happy Thanksgiving on the day and to share just a couple of minutes with your audience. As you said, it's a family thing, and Thanksgiving is just such a special time of togetherness. And of course, the spiritual and faith-based origins of the holiday going back to 1621. That's when they say that the Plymouth colonists shared that meal that we all think of in the iconic photos, the autumn harvest feast that is today acknowledged as the first Thanksgiving celebration. That was all the way back in 1621. And of course, you know, those people and what they believed in and what they were fighting for and what they were striving to create here on this continent is something that's worthy of being remembered. And to have a time where you keep that in mind and also come together with friends and families and loved ones and share a meal and thank God for his blessings, it's a very special holiday, and it ushers in the beginning of the Christmas season. I mean, this time of year is just wonderfully unique, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to say hello today.
I want to talk to you about a couple of things. As you've celebrated Thanksgiving over the years, what stands out to you the most? You know, some are saying, hey, our neighborhood football league, man, we get together and have a turkey bowl. Other people are saying, no, you know what, it's the food. And some else are saying, no, it's the people that are around me. And somebody else says, no, it's the understanding of the historical reality of the miracle of the greatest country, America. Some say it's a uniquely American holiday, etc. What stands out to you the most? What's your main takeaway for Thanksgiving?
Well, obviously all the trimmings, you know, pun intended, with the football and the pomp and circumstance. And they were just right now, I missed your call earlier because I was helping my wife in the kitchen, and we're hosting at our house today and had my phone on the charger. We were watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So all of that, you know, factors in. It's all the kind of things you associate with Thanksgiving. But at the end of the day, I mean, the core of it, obviously, to me, and I guess to most people, I mean, yes, you eat the food that you might not eat the rest of, you know, throughout the year. It's not like, you know, grilling burgers or something like that that you could do any week during the summer or something like that. I mean, the turkey and the gravy and all of the things that you eat at Thanksgiving, it's just the feast and the banquet, you know, emulating those, you know, trying to recreate those pilgrims, you know, in a way experience. But just being together with the family, I mean, this is what you look back on. You look back on, you know, at the end of the day, as life goes on, when you look back at the moments that meant the most to you, it's the time spent with family, whether it be on a vacation or, you know, some sort of a seminal moment that happens throughout the calendar year. But Thanksgiving and Christmas are really chief among them. And so when I look back, I think of my grandparents. I think of, you know, being a younger boy myself and the time we spent, the memories shared at Thanksgiving and over the tables and watching my mom and my, you know, grandmothers cook. And, you know, now being able to do that for my kids and one day my grandkids is just, you know, Thanksgiving is really one of those holidays, I guess, that, you know, connects the past, the present, and the future. It's just, so to me, that's it. That's it, just being together. And I, you know, when my kids look back, I think, you know, some of these Thanksgiving memories will be things that they tell their kids about. It's certainly something that I share with them. And you know, the reading of the George Washington Thanksgiving Proclamation, if you haven't read that, I don't know if we have to, I don't guess we have time to read it. It's about four paragraphs. I have it up on my website today. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Happy Thanksgiving. George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation speech really represents the kind of America that I think I know you, Sam, and I think we all would like to restore. It's something that should be read with your family. Now, we talked about the first Thanksgiving in 1621. George Washington kind of made it the official national holiday that we know it today in 1789, but it's worth reading. You can find it anywhere, but I have it up on my site. George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation speech. Beautiful. Beautiful message.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Those are the things that stand out for James Edwards. James, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food, sir?
Boy, you know, I love the hot buttered rolls, but it's got to be the turkey and the gravy. And the turkey don't taste the same without the gravy. Now, you can eat a turkey sandwich any day throughout the year, but you can't get that Thanksgiving-style brown gravy, the cream corn. Oh, man, I'm starting to water right now. We still got a couple of hours before we eat. But turkey and gravy, that brown gravy, the cream corn, that butter just melted on top of a roll. You put that on a plate, some mashed potatoes. You just can't go wrong. But that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm going to be. And then, you know, we do a little honey-baked ham. We do that at Christmas, too. A honey-baked ham with that glazed sugar coating on the rim of the ham. You know, I'll weigh a few pounds more tomorrow, but it'll be worth it. We'll get back into shape. You got to do it on Thanksgiving.
My favorite is, I always believe in turkey, but I always get a ham. Potatoes with brown gravy and ham, buddy. There's nothing better than that in my mind for Thanksgiving. Well, we will focus on this proclamation for sure because it's critical. I just want to quickly tell you the guests that you've been on with this hour, James.
Please.
We got on Greg Phillips of True the Vote to kick it off, saying he's grateful to be out of prison. We had Kate Daly, the well-known talk show host that jumped off C-SPAN to jump on with us. We had Richard Mack. We had Scott Shara, the man who they murdered his Down syndrome daughter at OurAmazingGrace.net. And now we got James Edwards to close for us. So what do you want to tell America as you close, sir?
You ain't got anything. That Macy's Parade has got nothing on the all-star parade of talent you've had on. What an honor to be on with such esteemed company. And I'll tell you, folks, the parade's going to continue on the Liberty News Radio this weekend. Congressman Steve King kicking off the Christmas season on TPC during my first hour on Saturday night. So spent about 18 years in Congress. He's going to tell us all about it on Saturday.
Amen to that. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Listen live Saturday night. And anytime you like. James, wish your family a happy Thanksgiving, sir, and God bless.
Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you, Julie, and all the kids. You are my family, and you are my brother. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Talk to you soon. There he goes. All right, hour one in the can. We are live for Thanksgiving and delighted to be here with you, my fellow Americans. Thank you so much for all that you do for the sacred cause of liberty. We're going to take your calls for Thanksgiving at 208-216-6100. Do you want to shout out? Shout out to your fellow Thanksgiving patriots. 208-216-6100. God save the Republic.